We're reading Tess, Volume 1, Item 16.
ניתן לשלוח אלינו שאלות באתר סביבה טובה, קבלה גרופ
Chapter 2, Item 16.
שאלות נבחרות הקשורות לחומר הנלמד.
You can ask questions live through the Arvut system.
כן, בבקשה.
כן, please.
Item 16. That which emerges in the coupling by striking in the Rosh is discerned only in the Guf. The expansion to Malchut is regarded as being from Peh to Tabu, and the rejection from Malchut is considered to be from Tabu down. You must understand here that we have no perception in the 10 Sefirot of the Rosh. It is so because they're the state of Ein Sof. And everything we discern in the 10 Sefirot of the Rosh is only their expansion into the Guf. And the upper one is studied from the lower one. We say that the upper light expanded up to Malchut, and the screen in the vessel of Malchut struck the light and did not let it enter the vessel of Malchut and pushed it back. And this reflected light clothed the 10 Sefirot of direct light. This clothing of the first 9 Sefirot and this rejection from expanding in Malchut are discerned by us because this is how they operate in the Guf on the Tabo. The first 9 Sefirot from Tabur up are received and clothed inside the reflected light. And the light that belongs to the Sefirah of Malchut is rejected. It's not received in Malchut of the Guf, which is the entire place from the Tabur down. Since that Malchut has had clothed all 10 Sefirot when she was in the state of Ein Sof prior to the restriction, hence the light filled the entire reality as written at length. For this reason, we also discern we also discern 10 hollows in the Malchut that has been restricted, meaning in the place from Tabor downward, which have been emptied of the light that they had in the state of Ein Sof. Now there's only reflected light inside them. Hence, we discern 10 Sefirot in and of themselves in Malchut of the Guf, as they carry the entire deficiency that appeared because of the restriction. For this reason, the place from Tabur down is called posterior, due to the lack of direct light. The place from Tabur up is called the interior of the Pertzuf, because it is the place of all the light in the Pertzuf.
Kiev.
Kiev.
It's not really clear what he says. From what I understand, he's talking about the reflected light building the Malchut.
No.
And then he says that the reflected light as if arranges the Malchut. And further he says that what we attain is the direct light that enters the Guf. So how do these two things coincide? On the one hand, the Malchut arranges the reflected light. On the other hand, the reflected light is closed in it and enters the body.
The reflected light is the same reaction of Malchut.
that it wants to return to the Creator, to become similar, to connect to the Creator. This is called the reflecting light that comes from its side. And then after it does this, then connection is made between the attitude of the Creator to the creature and the attitude of the creature, Malchut, to the Creator. And this is how the Toch of the Partsuf is filled.
Вот это вот то, что вот эти части в Малхут.
So these parts of the Malchut, Rosh, Gof.
То есть это все части Малхут, в общем.
These are all parts of the Malchut, actually.
For sure, all we're talking about is Malchut. Rosh, Toch, Sof, everything that there is, we're all talking about the will to receive, how it feels itself and arranges itself in contact with the light.
Beseder. Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, ma yesh mi tabur velemata?
What is there from the Tabor down?
Tabor below, there's a Malchut that cannot receive in order to bestow. It does not have the force of the Masach.
Why is there room for it in the Paltzuf? Because the Guf calculates only what it can receive, the Rosh.
To receive in order to bestow cannot do more than from Pei to Tabor.
Tel Aviv 4.
What comes first, the screen or the expansion in the guf, inside the guf?
For sure, the masach. Without having a masach in this calculation, how much Malchut receives in order to bestow, there cannot be any expansion of the upper light into the will to receive inside this body, the guf. That's one thing. The second thing is, from Tzimtzum Aleph and onwards, everything that happens and with the will to receive and the light, it happens only by the decision of Malchut. The decision of Malchut. And it can't be that, you know, without any reason, without some kind of coupling and striking, without some kind of resistance, without a calculation, without all these actions, or many actions. That some action will happen from the side of the light on the Kli and from the Kli to the light. Everything has to be calculated.
So what's not clear is what he writes, that the lower learns from the upper, meaning what?
Usually the lower learns from the upper. It means that these low, small actions, we can learn about the intention of the Creator.
18:19. He said that the Masach and the Kli of the Malchut strikes the light, and what's the reason that it repels it, rejects it?
This is the returning of the lights to the emanator. It's an action on the side of the created being who wants to make the same action, this good action, towards the Creator, like the Creator does towards him.
When can the light continue and not be rejected or repelled? Is there such a thing?
If there's no masach, if it's small or there's none, then there's no reflected light.
Meaning the condition for revelation is that there needs to be or chazer?
Yes. PT 17.
He writes that we have no discernment in the 10 Sefirot of Rosh, but only after it expands in the Guf. What are all these actions of the rejection, the restriction, the Masach, the Or Chozer? We don't discern any of these.
We discern within them actions. All these actions, they have to be arranged to accompany the created being to the creator to match.
What are these 10 parts that are corrected by the light.
10 sfirot that have tzimtzum on them and they don't receive, so they're just 10 spaces.
Otyud Zayin.
Adam 17. The seventh reflected light is what remains in the Paltsuf after the departure of the direct light from it. The seventh kind is the reflected light that remains in the guf below after the departure of the direct light from there. It's brought in the Ari's words, when the direct light returns up to its root. The reflected light does not ascend with it, as the very essence of the reflected light is the light of departure. It has been explained above in item 8 that it comes from the withdrawal of phase 4, which does not receive the light because of the force of the restriction and the screen that rides over her, regarded by its origin as coarseness and judgment. But when it becomes a vessel that draws and clothes the upper light, the coarseness and judgment are inverted to complete refinement and mercy until it is no longer regarded as lowly and dark compared to the upper light that is clothed in it. However, during the departure, when the upper light expands from it and rises to its root, its importance expires and nothing more than its own essence remains of it, meaning coarseness, restriction, and judgment. It's therefore clear that during the departure, when the direct light returns to its root, the reflected light could not ascend with it. Moreover, now its descent below has been revealed, meaning that the judgment and the coarseness in it became apparent as it is according to its own essence. And for this reason, it is called coarse light. From now on, the difference is regarded in advance between the vessels that clothe the light, meaning the reflected light, and the light clothed in it, which was not at all apparent prior to the departure. This is why the Ari says that this coarse light is the phase of the vessels of the Peltzuf.
Good. Kiev 2. Yeah.
Kiev 2.
We're studying the 12 types of reflected light in the world of Adam Kadmon. Are they like the blueprint of the following 12 Peltzufim of the world of Atzilut?
No. Don't be a wise guy. Learn what's written here and that's it. No, you can connect it with another 1,000 things. So, no. Next.
Item 18. The eighth reflected light is the above reflected light after having acquired additional coarseness to its own coarseness. The eighth kind is the above reflected light from the perspective of its reception of additional coarseness to its own coarseness, as the Ari says. It is so because, besides the coarseness that appeared in it from what it is according to its own essence, the impression of a new judgment that it acquired by the current departure, which left it in the dark, has been added to it. Because of this, it is in double coarseness.
We also need to understand that besides what Baal HaSulam says here about these types of different lights, direct light, end light, inner light, returning light, there are many more types that he does not speak about. Because you can't speak about everything. But there's, you could say, hundreds, if not thousands, of types, of lights and vessels that we are not able to from our we have this weak communication between us to speak about everything. But when we reach there in practice to these things, then we feel it. It becomes part of our livelihood. And then we learn them on ourselves.
Item 19, the ninth reflected light rises from the coupling by striking on the screen during the degrees of its refinement. The ninth kind is the reflected light that ascends through the coupling by striking performed on the screen in the degrees of its refinement. The levels that emerge in these couplings are generally regarded as reflected light, even the direct light in them. This is because the couplings emerge during the judgment, meaning during the departure of the lights to the emanator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, next.
20. We might ask, but there is expansion of direct light from above downward into the goof and each and every level. And it's known that all that is extended from above downwards is mercy. Thing is that indeed there is nothing more than a matter of refinement here. Even those couplings made of the upper light are also included in the departure of the lights, as this is the conduct of refinement. It must pass and come through the four phases during its refinement as the upper light, which does not stop for even a minute, makes a coupling with it on its way. It's like a person who walks out of the house, even though he takes, for example, four steps on his way out of the house. We still don't regard them as being four rests in his walk. This is completely unthinkable. It's impossible to him to exit the house except through steps, as that is the conduct of walking. So is the issue before us. Even though the screen passes four phases during the departure and the upper light makes a coupling with it on its way, it's still not regarded as expansion of the upper light into the Pultzuf as mercy. Rather, it's considered judgment because the time is a time of departure, which includes the expansions on its way, as well as this is the usual manner of departure, and remember that.
Ken.
Yep. Yep, next. 21.
21. It has been explained that even though there is a complete level of Rosh Toch Sof in each and every coupling, which emerges during the refinement of the screen, there is still not regarded as direct light mercy, but as reflected light and judgment. However, all of this relates to the self of the Pertzuf in general, suffering from the departure of the lights from inside it. Hence, it pays literal regard to the levels that emerge during the refinement and the departure of the light. Nevertheless, regarding the values of the levels, meaning as the levels are in and of themselves, we have an inverse relation. Every level that emerges by a closer coupling to the emanator is better. That is, because in phase four, only the light of Nefesh emerges, and when it is refined into phase three, the light of Ruach emerges. When that is refined into phase two, the light of Neshama emerges, etc.
Again, he's explaining the inverse relation between lights and vessels. Next, 22.
This above matter of inverse relation must be thoroughly and clearly understood, as it is the whole connection and the entire difference between the light and the vessel. Hence, not knowing it will fail us every step of the way throughout the wisdom before us. The thing is that there is a vessel for the reception of the upper light on the part of the direct light, which are the five phases, Kachabzon, or Naranchai, and there is a vessel for reception of the part of the reflected light, which are the levels that are also called Kachab, Zeranpin, and Malchut. They are completely opposite from one another because from the same coupling by which the level of Ketel of reflected light emerges, meaning the greatest vessel, the phase of Nefesh of direct light emerges too, which is the smallest light.
Allah.
Kaf Gimel. None onward.
23. The origin of these two values has already been explained. The value of the four phases of direct light is extended, so, from the light of En Sof. The first three phases are still not considered vessels of reception, as the distinction of disparity of form is still not apparent in them. The difference between them and the upper light is only in that they cause the cascading of phase four, which is known to be the phase of absolute reception. Each more refined phase is therefore considered greater because it has greater adhesion with the upper light clothed in it. Hence, Keter, which is the farthest cause from phase four, is the root of the entire expansion. And phase one, which is the nearest cause to phase four from Keter, is regarded as a smaller light than Keter. Besides being a consequence and an outcome of Keto, there's also a fine difference in it from the light that is clothed in it, and that it is a second cause and closer to phase four. In phase two, which is a third cause and closer to phase four, the light clothed there is smaller, and so on similarly. Finally, phase four itself has no light at all because of the disparity of form in it, and on which there was the restriction that this is known from previous parts, and there is no need to elaborate.
Thank you very much, Moshe, and we'll conclude the lesson. What else do we got to do?
So, we have announcements. In conclusion, tomorrow, Friday, the study hall will be open to anyone who's interested in taking part in the daily Kabbalah lesson, participation from the age of 18 and on, those that are studying with us on a regular basis, students from the Point in the Heart, need permission from their instructors. After the lesson, there is the hummus meal. You need to register in advance on the link sent to you. Registration will close today at 6. It is impossible to enter the meal without registering in advance. And today, 10:30 till 11, El Mundo. The topic today is honor. Thank you very much. Have a great day and a great night.
sign is near, and we will see all people here in unity. As one nation, as one home, in celebration and in song. We're not naive, it's not a dream. We suffered long enough to see there's no escape, nowhere to hide, no belief to be our guide. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. And so a light will come to shine. Pain, no sorrow recognized, and every heart will sing one song, and every melody as one. And so a light will come to shine. No pain, no sorrow recognized, and every heart will sing one song, and every melody as one. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love. I love you.